Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, I believe you had a wonderful sleep today, and I'm here again with you to share some wonderful truths with you, which I believe will be a great blessing to you. Today we are talking about live in divine health. Live in divine health. It is possible for a man to live in divine health. You see, as the children of Israel were walking in the desert, the shoes that they had, they never wore out. You see, the Bible says that they stayed in the desert for 40 years. During this 40-year period, they didn't have any clothes anywhere. There was nobody giving them clothes. They were still wearing the same clothes. They were wearing the same shoes. They were wearing the same slippers. Everything was the same. But as the boy grew, as a 12-year-old grew in size, his clothes also grew in size with him. His slippers grew in size with him. His shoes grew in size with him. Hallelujah. Is that not a miracle? You see, and they were kept in health. You see, even though they were walking in the desert, God provided a shade for them in the form of a cloud by day and gave them heat in the night in the form of a pillar of fire by night. So they were living in some of the most wonderful conditions in the desert. Hallelujah. And their health was taken care of. There was none feeble. We brought them out to silver and gold, and there was none feeble amongst them, meaning that they were healthy. They were strong. Hallelujah. The same thing is true for you and I in the New Testament. God has made that provision available. Not only do we have healing in Christ, there's something better, there's something higher, which is health, divine health. And I want us to look at it today from 3 John chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 2. It says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Hallelujah. This is God talking to his children. He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." Meaning that your prosperity is on God's heart, and your health is also on God's heart. It says, "Above all the things I wish for you, this is what I really, really, really wish for you and desire for you, that you may prosper and be in health." How? "Even as your soul prospereth." So as your soul prospers, your health prospers, and physical prosperity or your riches is also assured. Hallelujah. Now, how is your soul? How does your soul prosper? As you are listening to this message, your soul is prospering. The Bible says that he restored my soul. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Then he says, "He restored my soul." He restored my soul. In other words, he prospers my soul. So as you hear the word of God, your soul is prospered. You see, so as your soul prospers, you also enjoy divine health. You live in divine health. Sickness will never ever come into your life. Now, go to Romans chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 11. Yesterday we used the scripture, but there's more. There's more to understand from this particular scripture. Romans chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 11. It says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies," or vitalize your mortal bodies, "by his spirit that dwelleth in you." That is divine healing. Okay, then the next thing says in verse 12, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die." If you live after the reason why sickness comes is because we are engaging ourselves in the things of the flesh. You see, our bodies engage in things that are not supposed to be engaged in. He says, "For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." And that is divine health. Living in divine health. How do you live in divine health? He says, "But if you through the spirit do mortify." And the word mortify means to kill the deeds of the body. That means the doings of the body, the contracts of the body, or the works of the body. You see, the body can contract. Sometimes you'll be sitting down, you go to bed, you wake up, and then you wake up with a cold, or you wake up with a certain disease. You see, your body contracted it. You didn't go for it yourself, but your body contracted it. It's a deed of the body, it's a deed of the flesh. You see, the deed of the body. The body has some dealings. You see, sometimes you go in a certain environment, and then there's a certain toxic substance there, and it affects you and brings some form of cancer or something to your body. He says, even though your body may contract something like that, you can do something about it. Something can happen for your body not to pick any of those things up. Hallelujah. He says, "But if you through the spirit do mortify or kill the deeds of the flesh or the deeds of the body, you shall live." How do you do that? You do that by allowing your soul to be restored. You do that by speaking the life of God over your body, telling your body that I live in divine health. Divine health is mine. You see, the life of God is inside you, and you release the life of God through your lips, through your mouth. So you speak over your body. "Thank you, Father, that I live in divine health. My soul is prospering, therefore I live in divine health. Therefore my health is increasing. I get stronger and better by the day. My body do not contract any form of disease or any form of sickness. I live in divine health today in the name of the Lord Jesus." As you say those things to yourself and say those things over your body, you are killing, you are mortifying, you are deadening the doings, the dealings of the body. Hallelujah. So if cold is coming, that cold will be taken care of because you have spoken to that cold and it will not come. If some cancer is on the way, you have spoken to it and so it will not come because you are constantly speaking life and speaking health over your body. Hence, through the Spirit, you are mortifying, you are killing the deeds of the body, and hence you shall live and enjoy divine health. Enjoy divine health today. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.